And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a new program. Something that you haven't heard before. I want you to listen to this song, and we'll be right back.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. America, America, once God's word was your standard. How gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for His kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. And see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
And good evening, folks, and welcome to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. And we are coming to you this evening, January 21st, 2021. And we've got a special guest on the line with us, Z-Man. Zach, are you there?
I am here, and it's great to be here this evening. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, we're coming to you right now, and trying to get some of these audio issues figured out. But yeah, we're coming to you right now, and we are coming to you, and we're going to be introducing a new podcast, a new program here on the SFAWBN, and I want to introduce Zach. Zach is somebody that I've known for a number of years. I think I've known you. Oh, it's going back about 10 years. 10, 12 years.
About 10 or 12, yeah.
Yep. And anyway, we have got something that has been put upon our hearts to bring to the people, and that's what we're here to do. And I'll turn it over to you, Zach.
Well, I guess originally the idea was mine, with the political climate and all of the different so-called church denominations out there, the right and the left, is our nation within the last 4 years has really become extremely divided, and if there's ever been a time for ourselves personally, our families, our communities, our nation, to crack open the good book, meaning the Bible, and
yes,
repent. If this isn't the time right now, I don't know. As I see it, we are on the verge of losing this great nation. And it's not necessary for me. Me, personally, I'm more concerned for my children's children. And most people that you come into contact with, at least that I do, I would say they are biblically illiterate. And that's not a dig on them. It's just a simple fact. But somebody that knows their Bible knows that our God, this Bible, and even at that, somebody that has any grasp on American history knows that the hand of God was in it. Now, as time goes on, that history is being wiped away, and that is by design. But it's really a time to get back to our roots.
Amen. And amen.
In the Bible, you know, it says that the law of God is the perfect law of liberty. And that is what our God offers us. So I guess the name of the show is Biblical Liberty. And when we are obedient, that is the reward that we will receive. When we are not, then what we receive is what we have in this nation and across the world. And we need to get in, and this show is designed to get in and break down this great and wonderful book and get into the nuts and bolts of it, so that way we can understand why things are the way they are and what can we do to correct them. There are things that we can do. if you don't know the things that you can do to correct them, then they're not going to be corrected. And that is what this show is designed. Is there anything that you would like to add to that, Jason?
No, one of the things that, you know, I've known Zach for a long time, and going back, is it's basically we have come before, we've got a love for his people, we know who his people are, and we know who his land is. And I think that as we go on these podcasts, I think people will understand where we're coming from. But it is to, we've got a nation right now that is in need of saving, and people need help out there. I mean, there's things that are going on all around us, and they're not happy about the way things are. And they need to be able to apply biblical principles to their everyday life. And I think that that's what we want to do.
For sure. They don't like the way that things are. But if you sit back and you really think about it, and I mean, and this is my point of view, really what everybody is talking about and trying to fix are the symptoms. And I don't think there's a good understanding of what the root cause is. There's a disconnect from what the root cause is. And a lot of the blame goes on, and as we dig into the lies, but because of the disconnect and because of the not going. But everybody does have, everybody's got 24 hours in a day, and they can crack the book open and, you know, humble themselves. And, you know, this is, hopefully this is a tool to kind of get you up to speed, so to speak, and help people, well, for one, to lead people to Christ, and two, to help them mature more quickly.
Exactly. And I think that that's important. And I think that, you know, one of the things, one of the scriptures that we've talked about, you and me both have talked about a number of times, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And my people who are called by name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I think that that is one of the things that I know talking with you, Zach, that's one of the things you believe it and you've experienced it there in your life. And I've applied that to me and my life and what I'm trying to do. And I believe that that scripture is, there is so much more in that scripture right there, 2 Chronicles 7:14, than anybody has any idea what is going on. And I believe that we're going to see that come to pass.
I agree with you 100%. Even right there, you can identify the part of the disconnect just in the last word that is in that verse that you just read. It is, I will heal their land. And, you know, so often, and it's been my experience as I was working with a church here locally, is the only thing they wanted to do was to go to heaven. The guy says, he will heal your land.
Yes.
Most people
yes.
don't even understand that it's sick. And how are they to understand that it's sick if they don't know his word? You know, they don't.
They don't know it, they don't understand it, and they don't know how to
right.
apply it to their lives.
Right, exactly. Yep. So, you know, the first thing first, you have to identify who Jesus Christ is. And if you were to ask anybody that, like, I mean, they will say, oh, he's the Son of God. Or they will say, oh, in the Christian faith, he's the Son of God or whatever. But, you know, if you look at all the different denominations out there, then that can mean, are all those Christ the same Christ? Would you think they're the same Christ, Jason?
No.
No. So, you know, even the Bible says that there are false Christs.
Yes.
So, for like example, in Matthew 24, verse 24, is for false Christ and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, even if possible, the elect. So right there, that's a Jesus. There are false Christs that arise if they show great signs. And if it was possible to even deceive the elect, and that's part of the goal, is those that are listening to this program, and even myself and Jason, we need to make sure we're the elect. And how do we do that?
You know, and there's a lot of people out there that just basically they don't have any understanding of who they are or what they are or anything. And there's people that are seeking for answers and they want answers, and they're crying out for help, and you know, Lord willing, you know, we've soaked this thing with prayer and we've cried out for a lot of prayer, and hopefully we can get there and share some answers. And we are back, and I've got Zach back on the line. Hey, Zach, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Your phone tanked, my phone tanked, everything is just a mess, but you know, that's sometimes what I learned from Pastor Peters is that is confirmation that you're on the right track and you're trying to do the right thing. And when things like that happen, you just got to stop and pray and ask for assistance and keep going and keep pressing on. You know, it's come to me for a long time, but, you know, though weary, they pressed on. And those Gideon soldiers of old, you know, they got weary and they pressed on. And there is a lot of people right now that are very upset about things that are going on, and I understand that. I completely understand that. And I'm not happy with the way things are going, but I know who is in control. And we have got to smile at the future, and we've got to do our part, and though weary, we have got to press on. Does that make sense to you?
It makes absolute perfect sense. And I think we need to ask ourselves the question is, you know, like when you sit there and you listen to people talk, well, so-and-so is doing this and this political party is doing that. And, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. And nobody really ever asks themselves, you know, well, why was it allowed to get this bad? And why was things allowed to get as bad as they are? And people need to understand, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so there's going to be a price that pays. And God's going to make sure that it's paid. So in reality, everything that's going on, and I'm talking as a nation, as a whole, it is a self-inflicted situation. And it's not anybody else's fault. It's the nation's fault, and their train of thought is not lined up with the will of God. It's not lined up with the Word of God, and when that happens, the only thing is confusion. That is like the only thing that people have is confusion. It's just wandering, and people need to understand that, you know, the Bible and the Word of God can make paths straight if they're willing to let it. And it just seems to me that a lot of people have given up on the Bible, and I think that's because of a lot of things that preachers have said, done. People think that they only want their money. You know, they don't think that they're genuine, so therefore, maybe they don't think the Bible's genuine. What do you think, Jason?
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100%. You know, and, you know, faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, and Hebrews makes that very clear. And, you know, we have got to not look at the seen. We've got to look at the unseen. And we've had people that have prayed, that have fasted, that are trying their best, and they're trying to do their part. And, you know, so many people, they want to pray, and they want to get down on their hands and knees, and they want to pray, and then they want to look at the seen. And we are not to look at the seen. We are looking to the unseen, you know, and that's where our faith comes in. And faith plays a huge part in what we're talking about.
It does. And I think another thing is, I think people think the only thing that they can do is pray. And they really need to seek the Lord and ask them what they can do. And I think, Jason, you and I talked in the recent past about the things that you and I want to do in order to help heal the land, to, you know, use the tools that God gave us to heal the land. And that is something that I can do. That is something that you, Jason, can do.
Yes.
That is something that, you know, the listeners can do. And, you know, that's a step in the right direction. And the thing of it is also an act of war against the enemy.
Yes. Yes.
Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, we're trying to build up. We're trying to heal the land, like it says there in 2 Chronicles. We're trying to heal the land. Well, there's a lot of destroying going on. And, you know, there's a lot of broken families and farms sold off and small businesses are under attack. And how are you going to get it back? You know, I mean, God's got a funny way of backing his people into a corner and making them face them.
Amen.
And you can read that in the Bible, and we're in that same situation right now.
Well, and I got to tell you, so this is kind of a side note, but one of the things that that happened to me that really brought a lot of that to light for me is, you know, ended up purchasing a piece of property that was in my family for 20 plus years. And, you know, basically, I purchased it because nobody else wanted it, and because it was a worthless piece of land, is what it boiled down to. And I was praying, and I was praying, and I asked God, how can I do something with this piece of property? And I went through so many different tunnels. I mean, I went from rabbit hole to rabbit hole, and I was trying to figure out how to make biochar on efficiently, how I could, you know, carbonize the land, how I could do this, how I could make my fertilizer, how I could make this piece of land produce something. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I was asking God to open the doors that needed to be opened and close the doors that needed to be closed. And I got a book that was recommended by you, and it was Dirt to Soil, and it was a guy that I had never heard of, Gabe Brown. I'd never heard of this guy, and I read this book, and this book changed my way of thinking, and it made so much sense, and I knew when I read this book that it was an answer to my prayers. It was what I was praying for and how I can do something and how I can change the land. And I didn't realize at that point in time that I needed to change the soil. And I didn't realize what I needed to do. But when I read this book, it made everything just come to life for me. And it changed my way of thinking, and it changed my life.
Yeah, and the thing that's great about Gabe is his story is one of extreme hardship. Now, me personally, and I know you too, Jason, you're not one that gives up easily. And wouldn't you agree that Dave was the guy that did not give up?
He did not give up. No.
I mean, that guy, what did he have, 4 crop failures, 4 years in a row? Something
yep.
like that?
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, and through that, because of his distress and him not being willing to give up, and a suggestion by one of his neighbors about a cover crop, and he was smart enough to recognize how the soil changed. And, you know, and then that just led to the next step and the next step. And the thing of it is, I seen him give a seminar about a year ago. And he gives all the credit to God. He is so thankful that he went through those hard times to get him where he is today. And that's another thing that people need to realize. It's not bad to go through hard times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It'll make you appreciate the things that you got, and you will, if you're willing, you will, God, and if you're doing it for the right reasons, like Dave was, because he gives all the glory to God. And, if you're willing to do it for the right reason, God will see you through. You know, you just got to keep things in the perspective and know who's boss. And he's always using his best tool to heal the ground. And that's what you did, right, Jason?
Absolutely. It is. And, you know, God's got his plan for each and every person out there. And everybody has different roles. And you know, one thing that, you know, through this whole thing that we've dealt with, you know, this plandemic is what I like to call it. This plandemic is that what I've noticed is people are going back to their roots, and they are, you know, people are they're planting gardens, they're putting seed in the soil, and you know, there's people that are. Well, for a long period of time during this pandemic, there was people, well, you couldn't get canning jars, you couldn't get canning lids, you couldn't get seed. It's because it was, you know, all of a sudden the demand went up so high that people were trying to do things for themselves, and they had time on their hands, and they were taking the time, and they were putting their gardens in, and they were putting their plants in the ground, and they were canning their food, and they were getting back to their roots. and it was awesome.
I agree 100%. And if you really sit there and think about it, with the pandemic and how state governments, I know there were here at Colorado, they got you guys locked down. Where I'm at here in Michigan, they got us locked down. And, you know, they want control of everything. And
yes.
Literally the public. Basically, showed the government, we don't need you to survive. And I actually think, personally, that infuriated the government more than anything, because people just didn't roll over and start running to us.
Yes, yes, I do too.
They're like, the heck with that. We'll go freaking plant a garden, a big one. And, you know, I've seen some big gardens around here. And, I agree with you. You can't buy a tannin, but in a store right now, where I'm from, every store I've been in, to save your life. You cannot buy a ball tannin bed.
Yep. Same deal here.
So, and that's just one aspect of life, because you're relying on God's tools to sustain you, and people better give the glory to God for that too. And God is faithful. If you want to put your hands in the ground, he will bless it.
I agree. I agree 100%. And, you know, and that comes to your faith also. You know, it's, you know, people need to be putting their faith in God, not in man, not in our society, not in anything that they see. It's, we need to press on, and we need to be there. And the thing about so much of this is we need to be loving our neighbor as ourself. And you gave a fantastic message on that. And why don't you elaborate a little bit on that, on, you know, how we can love our neighbor as ourself?
That comes from Matthew. And I'm not going to turn there, but the gist of it is there are two commands that Christ gave, the top two commandments. The first one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. And then the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And it's actually really great, because if you sit there and you think about the first command, and then if you define who and what God is and his opinion, that gives you your first step on how to love your neighbor as yourself. And so you sit back and you think, well, what do you want for yourself? You want your wife and your sons and daughters to be healthy. You want them to be prosperous when you're done raising them, so that way they're not dependent on anybody. You want them to know how to, you want your neighbor themselves, but you want yourself to, you know, you want all those things yourself. You need to want those for your neighbor. Everything that you want, you need to hope just as much your neighbor has for even more.
Yes, yes.
And so, and it's to love God with all your heart and life. Well, who is God? What is God? What's the definition of God? What is your preacher going to say? How is he going to define it? And I guess I've never asked one that, but, the answer is also in the Bible. And is actually found in John chapter 1. And so John chapter 1 is one of the Gospels. John was actually witness to the ministry of Christ. And Matthew and Mark and Luke, the authors there weren't witnesses, but John was. And you can tell by the way John writes his account, he's so blunt about everything. So the first commandment, to love God with all your heart and soul, and the second is to love your neighbor. Well, what is God? This is what God is. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So from John's point of view right there, what did he have for the Word? Jason, what did John have for the Word of God? That's the time that John was standing there looking at Christ.
It was God.
What's that?
It was God.
No, he had the Old Testament, what we call today the Old Testament.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was the definition of God. That was God's opinion. That's what God thought about everything, was the Old Testament. And then in verse 14, you have, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
That's Jesus. There, right there, is the real Jesus Christ. That is the real Jesus Christ that just stood up. And you just got introduced to him. But you don't know him that well yet. You know, the audience. But God willing, and with this radio program, you get to know him real good.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Jason?
No, I agree with you 100%. I think that that's one of the things that people need to do is, one of the things is, you know, to learn who God is and to learn what sin is and to learn what transgression of the law is and, you know, to get back to our roots. And I think we need to get back to our roots. We need to get back to our understanding of, you know, who we are, who our people are, who our forefathers are. And, you know, one of the things that that you and I both learned a long time ago was, you know, the prophet doesn't make the profound difficult to understand. It makes the profound simple to understand. And there's a lot of simple things in Scripture that we need to understand that we can apply to our lives and make our everyday lives better.
Yeah, you don't have to feel like, I think with today's atmosphere, especially from the right, they really feel like the left is coming after them.
Yes, they are.
They are. And I don't think they know how to get rid of them. It's not going to be a man. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, Trump was a good president. He taught my language. I've always thought that you can't just sit there and let one man do all your dirty work.
Right.
You know, you have communities that need to be reached. And, get to work. That's what it boils down to, get to work. And to sit back and just let one guy do it all, that's not fair. That's not what this country was built on.
No, it absolutely not. And, you know, we've got to educate people. And, you know, greater are the forces that are for us than the forces that are against us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we've got to understand that we have got a position. We are kings and we are priests in his kingdom. And we've got to be able to educate people and show them who they are and what they are and what they are capable of doing. And God's people are going to rise up again. And we are going to be a mighty nation. God is still in control of this. This is the apple of his eye. This land, USA, the new Jerusalem is here. And we are the people and this is the land. And I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about that too. There's a passage in Ezekiel where it talks about Israel asking a question about God or Magog taking all the booty, and then how God grabs that nation of people by the jaw and pulls them out, and then Israel will know once and for all who the Lord is.
I think that's Ezekiel 33, somewhere right around 33, yeah.
And, well, I mean, if that being said, well, you know, if Israel will know once and for all who the Lord is, then Israel doesn't know. They don't know. And then, well, why don't they know? Then it's because they're biblically illiterate, is what it is. And there's some exciting things that are coming down the pipeline. And
amen.
I am truly grateful that I, although I'm not worthy, but I'm kind of like Jonah. If I had to describe myself, I'm kind of like Jonah. You know, he was called to do something, he just didn't really want to do it. For a lot of reasons, later we'll get into it sometime. But I'm glad that we get to be a tool to help usher things in. Aren't you, Jason?
I am. And I think that that's what I think kind of both of us were thrown into this boat. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, the Lord chooses the weak and the foolish, and he's got a couple of winners here. So, you know, we can raise our hands and say, here we are, use us. You know, it's not a pride issue. It's not something that we really wanted to do, but it's something that God called us to do and God put upon our heart. And we said, let's do this. Let's start from the beginning. And, you know, is what we'd like to do in some of these broadcasts is, you know, basically be able to take somebody. And one of the things that you and me both have talked about for a long time is to be able to take somebody that has no understanding of Christianity and be able to take somebody and educate them on who Christ was and to bring them to a true biblical plan of salvation, which there is very, 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 very few churches or ministries that are doing?
No, they're not. And, you know, the thing of it is, what Pastor Peter used to say, you might love your preacher now, but you're not really going to like him a whole lot on judgment.
Amen.
And so the responsibility is on each and every person.
Yes.
And then the responsibility is on each and every person to love their neighbor. Because I don't know if I mentioned this before, because the entire law and the prophets hinges on those first two commands. The whole system works on those two commands. That's out of the words out of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And we better get it right. Because I know, Jason, you agree with me. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for my neighbors, and I'm doing it for my children and my grandchildren.
Yes.
Because I want them to have a better opportunity than I have.
And there's a lot of people out there that are very selfish people that look out just for themselves. And they're not thinking about their children or their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren.
I do think that from what I've seen and how I've talked to people, people are, the Spirit of God is moving.
Amen. I agree.
Instead, the Bible says it's going to move. And how lucky are we to witness it? It's almost as good as witnessing Jesus being on this earth.
Yes.
It might be better. I don't know.
It might be.
But we're lucky. We're lucky people to see what we're seeing.
Yeah, we are lucky and we are blessed, and God is moving, and God is moving across this land, and He is moving in the hearts and minds of people, and I know that, and I've experienced the same thing, and people are seeking answers, and, you know, we're here, and we've lifted up our hands, and we've said, here we are, Lord, use us in a mighty and powerful way, and give us the words to speak, and, you know, this is you know, number one here, this is the first radio program, so, you know, it ain't perfect. It ain't rehearsed. We don't have anything that we really didn't even get to talk about this program before we came on the air. But there is things that are going to be happening, and things are going to be changing, and there is, you know, the Holy Spirit is moving across this land, and it is going to be moving in the hearts and minds of people, and it is going to bring people to Christ, and I believe that.
I do too. And you were talking about faith earlier. We got to believe that we can turn it around.
Amen.
God gave us the ability to do it. He gave us the ability to do it. And through our obedience, then He will reward it. And it's just that simple. It really is. So how can somebody be obedient if they don't know?
Amen.
And that is why we are here. And that is why. And, you know, for the new listeners out there, man, I know Jason, want you out there, especially the new ones, hold our feet to the fire.
Yes.
As we get going, and hopefully your curiosity gets, your hunger gets deeper, I invite correction. I won't, because then we know you're thinking. Wouldn't you agree, Jason?
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and that's what, you know, what I loved about the pastor was he said, we love your criticism, we love your prayers, we love your support, and we love your chastisement too. So, by all means, we're not perfect. We're mortal men, and that's where we're at. But we're trying, and we want to be able to educate people. So this is basically a prelude to of things to come. But there's exciting times ahead of us, and people need to be grounded in the Word. They need to get into the Word of God, and that's where the truth is. The truth is in the Word of God. Everything else is not there.
Yep. So I would say as time goes on, and we get everything up and running and streamlined and everything's archived, you know, and we're going to probably say this every single time. If you're just joining us, no matter what episode it is, you got to start at number one.
Amen.
If you don't start at number one, then you're going to be completely lost. You know, it's just like, you know, when I remember the church that I quote-unquote got saved and accepted Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I was told, you know, the Old Testament was, you know, the old law and covenant. That I was done away with.
Yes.
And, you know, well, what we just read there in John, in John chapter 1, well, that's who Jesus is. That is who Jesus is. And they literally take his identity and throw it out the window. And people think that they know who he is. It's just when I read earlier in Matthew, for false Christ will arise. Will arise. Well, I completely lost the train of my thought. So we are going to start from the beginning, so that way you know exactly where we're at. And we're just, and it's going to be the timeline. It's going to be the historical timeline of Israel. It's going to be the historical timeline of the prophet. It's going to be the introduction of Jesus and who he actually is, why he said certain things, what some of his reasons were for what he did, and what did he fulfill, what did he get rid of. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that needs to be gone. And Lord willing, we're going to do it.
Amen. Amen. And we are just about out of time, but, you know, Zach, I want to appreciate you for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And, you know, folks, Christian Liberty, come back. We're gonna be doing a lot more programs, and it is, it's exciting times that we're living in. Keep the faith. Don't lose heart. Though weary, press on. Smile at the future. You had any closing thoughts, Zach?
Just be strong. I hope everybody enjoyed the first episode. This is episode one. And, you know, just give it a little bit of time.
Amen.
And we'll, you know, hopefully we'll get you hooked in. And we'll get you thinking about stuff. And so, please don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, and we don't want nothing from you. You know, I don't want nothing from you.
Nope.
So there you go. Just your attention. You know, just think about how much attention we give our smartphones. I mean, if I actually thought about how much attention I gave my smartphone today, I'd have been there. So. Just a little bit of attention. That's all we ask.
Amen. All right. Good night and God bless, folks.
Good night.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising. Time now to remember your great past. America, America, now the tide can still be
compromised, how far you finally wandered, for the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent, for the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. Land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise, for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won, yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.